I appreciate the text message, 261. Don't let a day go by where that one doesn't come through. Aaron Langmaid's written a story yesterday in the Herald Sun, and apparently there's some concern rippling through regional Victoria based on the decision, based on the what's happened between Pocola District Footy and Netball League and AFL Victoria. Steve Reaper, the AFL Victoria CEO, has been good enough to join us to shed some light on what's happened between the two bodies. Stephen, thanks for your time.
That's okay, Andy. Pleasure to talk to you and your listeners.
What has happened between the governing body, being AFL Victoria, and the Pocola District Footy and Netball League? What's happened?
Oh, I think you can take it back to 2011, Andy, when there was a review done into country football in Victoria by Peter Jackson at the time, now the CEO at Melbourne. And what that ultimately looked to was trying to decentralise the authority away from, at the time, the VCFL and AFL Victoria into a structure that involved regional commissions. And we've been able to set up 12 regional commissions across country Victoria, and in the main, they're doing a fantastic job in growing the game. This particular instance with Pocola is around affiliation, which the administration at that league has chosen not to affiliate with AFL Goulburn Murray, and there's been a lot of back and forth in regards to deadlines, etc., but ultimately the league have chosen not to take up the benefits of affiliating with AFL Goulburn Murray and in turn provide the support, or get provided with the support that AFL Victoria offer through our significant resources that are out in country Victoria and all the programs that we have for volunteers, our umpires, our coaches, the access to community grants to improve facilities, all those things that come with affiliation. The league has decided not to go down the path of affiliating with AFL Goulburn Murray, which is disappointing from our point of view, because in the main, with 72 leagues around the state, there's only a handful of those leagues that haven't taken up the affiliation to this point. There's four or five others that we're continuing to work with and work through those in a good nature with some goodwill from both parties to help facilitate discussions on agreeing to what those agreements can look like. So in the main, it's really positive from our point of view. The take-up's been good. We had about 94,000 participants across country Victoria back in 2012, and now we're up around 200,000. So there's a lot of success stories. We've seen some leagues actually hand over their governance and administration into some of the local commissions that are set up to do so. And in the main, we've been able to try and work towards a common goal about collaboration from a sport point of view to take on what is an environment where we do have other competitors in other sports. So they've chosen to sit outside of that structure, which is disappointing, but the handful of other affiliates that are still working through that, we're fairly confident that we can continue those discussions in a good nature and get those handful of other leagues that haven't affiliated with their commissioners yet to do so.
How many other leagues are there, Stephen, that are in the same position?
We think there's about four or five, and that's sort of changing each time we have a discussion with them. But the intent exists with those other leagues to certainly affiliate and work through the agreements as to what they look like. And there's some issues around what those agreements look like at a local level. And that's, I think, the main point here, that the local commissions that have been set up are there to manage football at a local level. And then the AFL Victoria structure can help support that. And in turn, it helps through support from the AFL as well. So I think ultimately you look at that and you say, well, you want to have a family approach to growing our game, and if you want to sit outside of that, well, you don't necessarily get the benefits of affiliation, which is disappointing for the clubs involved and also disappointing in some aspects to the players involved in the competition up there. So, I know AFL Goulburn Murray will continue to work with the clubs that are affected by the decision that the league has made, but ultimately there'll have to come a point in time as to what the clubs will do in regards to their futures about whether they want to be in a Pocola competition that isn't part of the broader football family, or they may look to join a competition that may be led by AFL Goulburn Murray. So they've got some decisions to make in the next week or so.
So that's the ultimatum, is it? You either continue, if you don't come in under this regional banner, the regional committee banner that are being put in place, you can go it alone as a competition. You can still survive and operate as you were before this commission model was established. Or you can continue to go alone. And if you do continue to go alone, is that a hollow threat that AFL Victoria would make, Stephen? Or would you actually come in and establish a rival league in those particular regions?
No, I think in this particular instance, AFL Gold and Murray have got to do what's best for the clubs that have now been affected by a decision made by the league. And they have to offer up an alternate competition structure, and those clubs can consider that. It's my understanding that those clubs are coming together to talk about what that may look like come the end of the week, because there's a lot of clubs that have a flow-on impact by not being affiliated and having the ability to tap into those services that I spoke about earlier, which are important to being able to grow the game over and above just what a competition can do from a Saturday point of view. So that's, you know, you want to be part of the football family. I think we all have a significant role to play in trying to grow the game, and there's different levels of how that can be coordinated. But you know, we've seen some really positive examples of where leagues have gone into an administration or in some cases hand over their governance into those local commission structures that have had really positive flow-on effects for those particular competitions. And we're at a stage in our life cycle where we're seeing some extraordinary growth from a female football point of view, and that's really positive. But we also recognise that around country Victoria, there's some areas where, due to population decline, that our male numbers may not be as healthy as they otherwise were in years gone by. But the structures that we're trying to put in place by working in collaboration at least stems the flow in some instances. And we've seen some significant growth in male football in some of the major regional centres across Victoria as well. So it's about trying to work as a collective to grow the game. And just unfortunately in this particular instance with Pecola, and it's isolated to the decision that that administration has made, that in the main, you know, we've already got 67 of our 72 leagues that have signed up to that new affiliation agreement and take up the services that are offered as part of that affiliation. So I think we'll get to the line with the others and work through that in a collaborative fashion, because that appetite exists from those other affiliates at this point in time.
Steve, we're getting a lot of text messages coming through from people who are really interested in this issue, and there seems to be a really common view being expressed by many of the correspondents, and that is that the costs have gone through the roof, that insurance costs have gone through the roof, and all the way down to Auskick affiliation costs have gone through, have almost doubled in areas. And there's a concern that maybe the money being generated isn't necessarily going back into the local area, that it's going elsewhere within the AFL framework. Are they concerns that you're having expressed to you as part of this kind of revolution and reformation of footy in the regions?
No, they're not, Andy. And I think if we talk to our own affiliation and registration costs, they've only changed once since 2012, and they've gone up with a small increase to ultimately cover what was a significant increase in quadriplegic and paraplegic cover to $1 million payout in those unfortunate circumstances where we do see people get injured. So we're not imposing any additional costs that I think are making people walk away from the game. I still like to think that from an affordability piece, our sport is one of the cheaper sports to participate in when you look at that club environment. Yes, there's examples where Auskick has gone up in some areas, but so also has the curriculum been changed significantly in recent years to improve the Auskick. And from our point of view, our resourcing has changed significantly, where we had four area managers under the old VCFL structure that looked after a couple of hundred clubs each back in 2012, to a point now where we have about 27 football development managers working at a grassroots level to help clubs in a proactive fashion, and they've got about 25 to 30 clubs each to help service. So the structures that we now have in place are really healthy compared to what we've had in the past, and compared to other sports, they're really healthy as well. But I think in the main, when we look at that, we do get isolated comments from time to time due to different demographics that exist right across country Victoria, and that's the reality that we face. It's not just a football story when it comes to struggling demographics in some areas of country Victoria. It is an issue for the whole community. So we'd like to think we're still a really affordable sport to participate in, but you know, to point out the fact about our affiliation and registrations only going up once in a six-year period, I think sort of dispels some of the mistruths in regards to the costs that are being incurred by our participants.
So there's going to be a reality for, you know, any league that decides to, you know, remain independent, isn't there, Steve? I mean, all those benefits that you mentioned at the start of the chat, there might be, and there's, you know, clearly if you speak to and see the quotes that are coming from people from the Pecola District League, there's definitely some savings to be made from an insurance perspective, but I would imagine there would be other costs incurred by the leagues, and I'm only guessing here, I've got no idea, and I'm happy to take information from people who know more about it than me, 942 911 16, that for example, umpires. If you're non-affiliated and you have and the assistance that these leagues get from AFL Vic in terms of servicing them with umpires and you know the other bits and the ancillary individuals required to run a competition, would they be cost blowouts for all of those leagues who decide not to participate with AFL Victoria?
Well, there's certainly some figures being reported at the moment which aren't commensurate to our actual insurance costs. Are very similar to what Pecola and District are talking about. So that's a comparative. We're not 100% sure on what the alternate model from an insurance point of view looks like at Pecola, and are we comparing apples with apples? So that's something to work through. But you're exactly right, Andy. If a league chooses to go it alone, they are leaving themselves very vulnerable and isolated to what we can do to actually grow the game and support that particular league into the future. And you know, you won't have things like appeal mechanisms in place. You won't have dispute resolutions in place. It'll be a league very much running under its own autonomy and making decisions for itself and not necessarily in the best interest of growing the game. And I've been quite strong on the point that there are a lot of leagues across the state that run a really healthy competition, but there needs to be a broader focus on the strategy around how we can better collaborate to take on some of the challenges from other sports. And I think, you know, if we look at the ability to work together and overcome issues in regards to upgrades to facilities, and you know, we did a facility audit last year where 80% of our grounds aren't unisex at the moment. So how we can work in collaboration to lobby council, lobby state governments, lobby federal government to get funding to improve those facilities is something that can only really be done if you're part of the broader football family. It's very hard to try and do that in an isolated manner.
Steve, would you acknowledge that the AFL Victoria, likewise, as much as you're sort of anticipating more collaboration from the regional leagues, would you also acknowledge that perhaps AFL Victoria needs to come back some way towards the local footy leagues to have a more satisfactory outcome on both parties' behalf?
Well, I think if we look at the structure that we've put in place, Andy, we've actually decentralised authority out of the AFL and AFL Victoria to the locals through those local commission structures. So our role is to help support those local commission structures to work at a local level. So I think, you know, I see some commentary around it being an AFL Vic or an AFL Victoria takeover, and we're trying to get our hands on the money. To the contrary, we're actually trying to put resources and investment to assist those local groups actually support football for the betterment in those local areas, because I think there's a lot of people that would say that, you know, we're making decisions from afar and making decisions from the city. The reality is we decentralised that authority out to the locals through those commission structures a number of years ago. And in the main, there's been a huge appetite to take up those services on offer. I think this is, you know, needs to be recognised as an isolated incident where one league has chosen not to take up those affiliations, but the handful of the others that haven't are still working with us with a degree of goodwill to make sure that they're actually part of the broader football family into the future. And those pockets where we're still working through those issues, I think, will be resolved in the coming weeks.
A lot of people off the SMS are engaged in this conversation, Stephen, and clearly interested in the outcome of the issues being confronted by both parties. We appreciate you giving the AFL Vic perspective this afternoon. 9429 1116 if anybody wants to join in and take some part in the conversation. We're happy to take your call. Steve, thanks for your time. Appreciate it on the show.
Cheers, Andy. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Stephen Reaper, AFL Victorian CEO, on the show. And look, just reading. Look, I must admit, hand on heart, this is not a story that I've been following closely nor passionately. I've read a bit about it coming onto the show today. It is clearly, looking at the SMS machine, a major issue for a lot of people out there.